Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss how we are coping with coronavirus, what to do if you blew up your baby, which TV show Corey's fucked the most extras from, and Tyler explains how to waffle stomp during the great toilet paper drought of 2020. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, my quarantine sister.
Cheers, Grace Helbig.
What does Mabry get?
Cheers, Mabry Hart.
Babe,
that's how I've noticed they start their podcast the same every time, and they end it the same every time.
Don't we?
No,
America.
Do we? I don't know.
Do we start and end the same way?
They're all like, cheers, what are you drinking today? And then they end it with, well, that got weird.
Did you see?
I'm like, oh, that's clever, I guess.
Well, what do we end with? Well, that got babbly.
Well, that got babbly. Let's end it with that today.
Did our brooks just babble?
What?
You know, like a babbling brook.
What is a babbling brook?
Like a river, like a stream.
Welcome to the stage, a babbling brook. Her name is Brooke. She does Brooke Shields drag, and she's babbling.
I bet money you couldn't pick Brooke Shields out of a lineup.
Pokemon Brooke Shields or Pokemon Brooke Sword? Do you know what I'm saying?
Brooke and Shield or Brooke and Sword? Okay, that was funny. I got it. It took me a minute.
Most things do.
Just a minute only. Never more. Never less.
Just a tip in just a minute. The cool experience.
Yeah. Stay cool.
Hey, Grace Helbig.
Stay cool for the summer.
Is that your new sign out?
Yeah.
Stay cool for the summer.
Stay cool. Hey, stay cool for the summer. Did you see Grace and Mamrie had a dog song go viral on TikTok?
You know, I don't keep up with the internet.
Did you see Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer?
You could just be making shit up at this point. The simulation is so out of control that, like, I don't know what's real and what's not. 2020 is doing a doozy.
Tom Hanks has the corona.
I know. And him and I saw people, I don't know if they were joking or if they were, like, thought it was funny or if it was, like, they thought it was real, that it's him in isolation with Wilson, the volleyball.
He's with his wife.
Wilson.
Rita Wilson.
Wilson.
Okay.
I hated it.
He's quarantined.
It was trending on Twitter. And I thought, really, this is how you're going to let him die? With a reference to a movie?
His poor wife.
I did see I hope he doesn't die. Let me just also clarify that.
Oh, yeah.
I did see his post. And I thought it was very heartwarming and sweet and encouraging because a lot of people probably feel like coronavirus is like pretty abstract and like they don't know anybody with it or they feel like they don't know anybody with it because a lot of people haven't been tested yet and blah, 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 blah. I heard a reference to it being like, you know, a very humanizing moment. But his post was, he said, no crying in baseball. And I have no clue what that reference is.
How dare you?
Everyone was commenting it.
How dare you?
I thought, okay, well, are you going to explain the joke or
it's from
Wilson?
A League of Their Own, you monster.
Didn't catch it.
It's about women taking back the sport of baseball. Come on, Peaches.
Madge?
Madonna was in it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So was your birthday twin, Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, well, she's not my birthday twin. Her birthday is 2 days before mine. What are we going to do about my birthday? Is it postponed due to corona?
Bitch, no one celebrates 31. You're lucky
you would know
made it this far. I would know.
I find Coachella to be canceled, old Miami Ultra, the NBA.
Do you know what I got for my 31st birthday?
What?
a puzzle.
No, you didn't. You got a Pokemon Go Plus, bitch.
That's 35.
Oh.
I said 31.
Who'd you get a puzzle from?
I don't know. Wouldn't you like to know?
I would. That's why I asked, you piece of shit. What was the puzzle of?
It was of the most iconic scene from A League of Their Own.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
The simulation at it again.
Madonna catching a baseball with her hat.
Okay.
When I saw that movie, is this how I knew I was gay? I always thought, yes, that seems so much easier than catching it with that damn mitt.
Well, I agree with that. I don't have depth perception.
Is that legal? Can men and women who play baseball and softball do that?
Well, gender's not a binary, baby.
Can you catch the ball with your hat?
Welcome to the stage, a binary baby.
I don't get it.
But gender's not a binary, baby.
Did you see Tom Hanks signed his letter and spelled his name Hanks with an X?
That's how he signs all his tweets. Like,
really?
Thanks, everyone. Like, thanks.
please and Hanks you.
Yeah, that's what he says. You must not follow him on Twitter.
There's no Craig in sports ball.
Well, I don't know about that.
Wait, when is this episode coming out in regards to your birthday? Is this your birthday episode? No. Kind of. It's the last
episode. It's in between. I get
it's
two
the
episodes,
last episode before your birthday.
Yeah. Everything's canceled. Do you look forward to anything in your life right now?
I think this is really time for us introverts, us TV lovers, to thrive.
Yeah, I was thinking that. It's like, you know how I don't watch anything.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't keep up with shows. I don't, especially if I know a show is A, it has like 10 seasons, or B, is like acclaimed and going to have 10 seasons. I'm like, I can't get into something like that.
Now's the time to get into Housewives.
Well, people say it's a good moment to start The Good Wife.
Ew, I saw that tweet too, and I thought, absolutely not.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe you should, if you're going to get back into TV, maybe you should start some things you finished.
That I haven't finished.
Shit, yeah, I haven't finished. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should watch Schitt's Creek because people seem to like that show.
You pushed it on me, and I love it. It's the best thing you've ever pushed on me.
No, there are plenty of fun things I've made you do. You love
TV wise, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it's the time for you to really waste time. Like, it's going to be me finishing Zelda for the final.
You haven't still beaten it?
I always just like step away and then I never come back. And then I'm like, how do I even get back into it? I don't even know what I was up to.
Actually, you're right. I should get back into it and download the rest of the temples that I never beat.
Like, that would be a good use of my 3 weeks away from the world.
Yeah. Well, I just always, anytime I play a video game and then I finish and then it's like, by the way, you played this video game for 60 hours. I do feel a little shame.
Oh, no. I've definitely played Zelda for more than 60 hours and I'm nowhere near a dent in it. But...
Well, there's just lots to do.
I actually kind of find that, like, Zelda would be a perfect game for the coronavirus era because... If you can't go out into the world and explore Earth and like interact with humans,
might as well.
It's very open world and you can explore on that.
You're right. Before we move on from TV, I had some great news.
Tell me.
So I was watching Grey's Anatomy and guess what happened?
Coronavirus.
No, bitch.
There. Were people stealing masks?
No.
Oh.
There in one of the scenes, I saw another person that I'd hooked up with before.
Oh my God.
I have now officially hooked up with two extras that have appeared on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow.
I gasped. And then I took a screenshot and then I sent it to this boy and I said, oh, hey, you.
Oh my goodness, and Corey.
And he replied, LOL.
Hmm.
Did you know me hooking up with two Grey's Anatomy stars?
Okay. I've hooked up with two people on Botched.
Who?
I'm kidding. I've hooked up with two of the little women in Atlanta. Actually.
Which two?
Well, they weren't
tiny
the main
twins.
Stars. No, no.
Left cheek and right cheek.
Are those names of people?
Yes, I've only named characters on Little Women Atlanta.
No, left cheek and right cheek.
Yes, they were twins.
I don't think so, baby.
There were two sets of twins. There was big drama, and then one set of the twins had to go to like the Dallas franchise.
I heard about this set of twins on Instagram that they always post their pictures together and they do like matching outfits and blah, blah, blah. They're pregnant at the same time. Do
you think that?
Yeah, like certainly that was on purpose. Like, okay, we really need to get dick down. We need to time it right.
Do you think they had the same guy doing the same
load
night?
I don't know.
Are twins always synced up?
Only if they hang out, I think.
I mean, with their periods and their cycles.
I don't know, baby.
Wait, is that a new kind of cycle, baby?
And I don't know, baby. I don't know, baby. Maybe. I don't know. I'll ask the Carver twins. You know those boys?
No, they aren't having their periods.
You don't know. You have a lot of assumptions about a lot of people's bodies. Okay. I think it's a safe. We live in a safe time for me to ask Charlie Carver if he's
asking. Are you and your twin brother? Are you and your brother cycled up permanently?
Cycled up, babies. Cycled up. Do you think listeners of the podcast are all cycled up?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I think we
are. There's something about our voices. Well, you and I are for sure.
We're definitely synced up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you right? Are you right now?
What do you mean?
Yo, you know.
I'm ovulation station rhythm nation. Baby.
Oh, well, then we aren't cycled up because I'm pregnant.
I think I'm pregnant. I actually do think I'm fertile.
Are you? Is
as
it like
hell?
Is it like on Father of the Bride 2 when the daughter and the mother are pregnant at the same time?
Now, that would be a great
spoiler.
Movie to watch.
Oh, God. I'm sorry if I spoiled Father of the Bride 2 for everybody.
Father of the Bride 2 is one of those movies where the sequel is just as good.
I think the sequel's better.
Sequel might be better, yeah.
It's like Sister Act 2.
It's like Look Who's Talking Now.
No.
Back in the Habit.
Was it Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking 2, Look Who's Talking Now was the third.
Look Who Keeps Talking. Look Who Can't Stop Talking.
I hated when that full-size poodle showed up and had something to say on Look Who's Talking Now.
Too talking, too serious, too furious, too fast, too nervous. What is it?
Yeah, that's the name of our next hit movie.
Right.
Too fast and too nervous.
I would like a sequel of all of those classic movies that had tons of sequels, but all of them are in the same universe. So maybe it's a Back to the Future movie that somehow coincides with a Father of the Bride movie. So that's all in all the characters.
So it's like Back to the Future, but then you show up at Father of the Bride 2.
And there's Honey, I Shrunk, and they're shrunk with a big ant.
That ant scared me when I was a kid. I would actually not mind watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids much better than Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
I don't get why they did Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Well, you can't keep shrinking
things. The title is appalling.
The opposite of shrinking is blowing up.
Honey, we enlarged the child.
Honey, look at that big old child.
Honey, baby got big.
I like Baby Got Big.
Baby Got Big? Yeah, sure.
Who played the baby in Baby Got Big?
Baby was played by...
I'm going to look. Honey,
I don't know. A child actor, clearly.
Wait, it says it's called Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. I thought it was Honey, I Blew Up the Baby, which sounds way better.
No, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. That's definitely...
Stupid.
I remember.
Stupid.
Like, well, who plays Baby?
I'm looking to find who plays Baby. Do you think its name was just Baby?
No.
Oh, no. The child's name was Adam. It was played by twins, who I wonder if they got pregnant at the same time.
Well, you know, they always use twins for acting things, for like children actors. They always try to find twins so that they can get around the kid labor laws.
Yeah. And remember?
That's why you have me and my twin for the psychobabble.
Oh, my God. Hold on. First of all, the kid from Honey, I Blew Up the Kid is older than you.
Hot. Is he gay?
I don't know. I can't find his Instagram, but I did find a picture of, remember when he played the Hard Rock Cafe guitar?
No, I don't remember. I don't know if I saw that movie.
Honey, I Blew Up the Baby. He went to Vegas and then he played the Hard Rock Cafe guitar.
He was a Vegas baby. Why was he up to that baby? How did he get to Vegas? He can't get on a flight. He's too big.
You're right.
Is the implication here that he's so large that one step is, you know, like a mile? Like, how's he getting there so quick?
No, he wasn't.
And does he
that
have a sense
big.
Of direction?
He wasn't this that baby? Big. One step a mile. Yeah, right.
One step, a tenth of a mile.
Didn't they untie the baby's shoes and trip it at one point?
I don't remember the plot of this movie. I don't know any of it.
I guess I loved this movie. Why do I remember so many things?
I blew up the baby. So was the point of
and
it
that I tripped it?
They had to kill their child because it got too big.
No, they had to re-shrink it, but they had to get him on under control. They had to wrangle the baby.
Wrangle baby.
Wait, oh my God. And there was a special called Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, The Making of Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. I guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Coronavirus whomst?
Whatever happened to the dad?
David Gutenberg.
No, wasn't it Rick Moranis?
Oh, maybe. Who's David Gutenberg?
It was Rick Moranis. Wait.
I feel like that is a name of somebody. Or maybe.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's a, what?
I was going to say, Rick Moranis was on your favorite show in 2018, The Goldbergs.
I was going to say, he was on Botched. That's who I fucked from Botched.
Did you fuck two people from Botched or not?
Or not.
What TV show have you fucked the most people from? Eureka's Castle?
I'm going to have to think on that and get back to you. Because certainly I have. I can think of a few, but like I feel like it would...
Was it anyone from that... what was that Gay Bachelor show?
No. I don't know. The gay community is small, okay? Honey, I blew up the baby.
Did you watch The Bachelor finale?
No. Did you?
This is my first time watching The Bachelor in 20 years. You know that.
Did you like it? Did you find it worth returning to?
No. My biggest problem with the whole franchise was this season, the guy smashed a glass into his head on accident. It was actually very something you would do. He bumped his head and then he went to rub his head and he was holding a glass of water in his head and he went like this and shattered it on his head. And
was he drunk or something?
No. Well, no, he was just like getting into a golf cart. And then he had the most vicious scar on his head. This all happened in Costa Rica, mind you. So he had to get stitches while he was over there. And then he had to swim in waterfalls with the like women all season. And you know that's not going to let a scar heal. They say not to get your stitches wet.
I've never had stitches.
Really?
Bitches get stitches. I'm no bitch.
Wow, I can't believe you. Really hating bitches in 2020.
No, I would say that I'm a pretty no bones broken, no stitches, bitches. My body's brittle.
Well, no, you broke your foot the one time. I was there.
I sprained my metatarsal. Okay, thank you.
Why were you in a cast for weeks?
I don't know if it was a cast per se.
Was it an air boot?
Remember when I had that terrible roller skating accident? Because I don't know how to slow down.
I remember when you fell off of you thought you broke your tailbone because you fell off of those roller thing.
What are those? With Troy, and I like hit, those hoverboards.
With who?
Troy was there, and we were filming that day.
I don't know him. He unfollowed me on Instagram.
Oh, wow. You've been waiting to say that. You were eager to say something. Jesus. Is this a... Wow.
Can you imagine?
So listen, if you're listening, be sure to let Troy know to refollow Corey. There must have been a glitch in the system.
I couldn't care less.
Sounds like it.
I just thought, wow, honey, I blew up the baby.
You blew up that baby. Okay.
Well.
No, I only sprained my metatarsal and I bruised my tailbone.
Got it. What was that? What are those things called? Those are like hoverboard wheels?
Yeah, hoverboard. I have questions for you about the coronavirus of it all. Everyone's dealing with this.
Yeah, okay,
I know you don't want to talk about it, but like this is like the moment of
Corona
where we
queens.
Are in the world right now.
Wait, I was thinking, do you think, I bet there's people out there who are going to name their children COVID.
Oh my God. Well, if there's a child out there named Troiler,
well, it's not a child anymore. That thing was born in 1982.
Honey, I'm about to blow up the baby, okay?
What if young
COVID,
Troy...
COVID, little COVID.
What if little Troiler got blown up and then every step he took was a mile and then he brought you the Hard Rock Cafe guitar and played you a song?
Well, then you know what? I would say the simulation is glitching.
What do you think it would be?
Which song?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not playing this game. I'm out. I'm done. I hope it's Stupid Love.
So ask me your questions. Did you see someone said Lady Gaga?
Wait, I feel like every day there's new updates on what's going on in the world about the coronavirus of it all. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to give like, I don't want to say like, do this or don't do this. Though currently, as we speak, the suggestion is social distancing.
Yeah.
Are you social distancing?
Well, listen, we don't know if we're having the Drag Race viewing party tonight.
People are texting me about that. And I'm like, how do I say I don't find you to be good on my couch?
I don't trust you. It says beards are hotbeds for those things.
Which is a very tough time for Corey Cool.
No, but I will say, true. No, I've been walking around. So last I heard, this was at least 2 weeks ago when I was watching The View, and there was a rep from the CDC on there, and she was the one saying that those masks don't do shit. She was saying those masks aren't going to stop it. All you're doing is taking resources from people who need the masks. I don't know if they've changed their stance on this at the time we're recording this, but that was the last I heard 10 days ago. So anyways,
I think that's for preventing other people's germs to get on you. If you are like hacking up coughing, a mask might be nice to put on your face.
Yes. But like if you're feeling healthy and that sort of thing, like they say, it's not going to stop it is what this woman said. So anyways, here I am walking around San Francisco in my neighborhood, just when I need to do essential things like get groceries or et cetera. And I just see all these people with masks. And I just think, I just get mad. I hope you need that. I hope you're not wasting resources from people who actually do need it.
Yeah, I think the name of the game is being prepared, but also not hoarding resources.
Why is everyone stealing toilet paper?
That is strange to me. Get a bidet, baby.
Shit in your shower.
Well, okay. Waffle stomp it down? Is that what you're saying? Is that your...
What? What is a waffle stomping?
You never heard of waffle stomping? No.
Bitch.
You take a huge dump in your shower.
Why are you taking a huge dump in your shower?
I'm not. I'm just saying there's a name for it.
Waffle you have stomping. A waffle in your shower?
No, you know how the drain has a waffle designed grating system.
Oh, okay.
So you just stomp it right down. It's kind of like grape stomping. I don't do it. I have a toilet.
Oh, wow. You're rich. You have a toilet. Some of us have to waffle stomp.
I see that. And you don't even know what it's called. You still do it and you don't know it.
Wouldn't they just take why won't you just take the little thing off of the drain if you're going to shit in the shower?
I'm not shitting in the shower. Are you using the proverbial you? Not
yes. I'm asking the listeners at this time.
The listeners, the cycle poopies, the waffle stompers.
Yes, waffle stompers.
I don't know. Yeah, chime in, guys.
Because it's shaped like a waffle. It's like iron.
I kind of feel like we're like, you know how Wendy Williams, her co-host, is the audience?
Yeah.
And you know how she has to, now she's doing the show without an audience because of coronavirus. And so she has no co-host.
Well, our listeners are co-ghosts.
Oh!
Cycle ghosties.
Did you also see Whoopi Goldberg with the top hat on?
I watched today's episode of The View and she was wearing it almost was like a fedora moment. And I think there might have even been a feather in it.
She's really trying to bring some levity to a dark, dark world. So I applaud that.
Well, she's all welcome to The View and no one's there. Is like, are all of the talk shows doing this?
Everything is shutting down. Disneyland is shut down. Studios is shut down. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do.
To be honest, I'm just tired of seeing the it's with a heavy heart. It's like, okay, everything's canceled. We get it. You don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah. And I also don't need email updates every company that I've ever done any type of interaction with. I don't need a corona, how you're dealing with the coronavirus.
Did you see what Bethany Frankel tweeted and then deleted?
What?
Stupid bitch.
I got here's an email from Party City about the coronavirus. I mean that.
I went to Party City yesterday.
Well, be careful.
Bethany Frankel tweeted, thank you to my at Skinny Girl brand partners at CVS Health, Walgreens, and Walmart for taking charge in the hashtag coronavirus crisis. And everyone immediately was dragging her for plugging Skinny Girls and Skinny Girl Margaritas, and she deleted the tweet within 5 minutes.
Yeesh. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are in industries that are getting impacted by this, obviously, and a lot of like their careers are up in the air, and a lot of people don't know if they're going to be able to go work, or a lot of friends that are kind of in the gig industry, whether it's like trainers or like, I think about like my piano teacher. I'm like, surely that's impacting her. And
oh my God, is she wiping down the ivories between each student?
I did come in last lesson and she was wiping the piano. I thought, thank you. That's sweet. I wasn't even thinking like
that. Can she do a Skype lesson with you?
A lot of her disapproval is in her body language. So I think I need to be in person for how bad I am.
You can, you know what I'm saying? You can tell by her body language that she's upset with your performance.
Oh, I can feel it. If she like, is communicating.
What are you doing wrong?
Like if she can tell that I haven't really practiced much, I can feel how her eyes look at me.
Well, why aren't you practicing? What else do you have to do? You should be self-quarantining.
I know. I think this is the time when I'm going to be practicing a lot. Maybe this weekend. I should. Anyway, did you stock up on essentials?
So I always generally have groceries in the house. This year I've been really focusing on cooking more instead of like eating out and getting food delivered all the time because it's cheaper and I felt healthier. But anyways, I went to the grocery store earlier this week and it was normal. Like nothing was like maxed out. It wasn't like shelves were barren or anything. And my roommate keeps saying that we're fine. We don't need to go like stockpile things for World War III. And I was all, if shit goes down, don't you come eyeing my groceries, because he never has groceries in the house.
Well, it is interesting to see how different people approach a situation like this. Some people are so nonchalant. Some people are wild and bizarre crazy. You're probably in the middle.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I didn't really start like panic. I still don't think I've panicked, but I think I've taken it more seriously as of this week, just with the number of things that are closing and just really paying attention to like, while it might not be detrimental for someone our age, it's obviously like the sooner we can stop the spread and to do things that are safer, it's going to just help everyone, like the elderly and people who don't have health insurance and that sort of thing. So I am definitely taking it seriously, but I definitely haven't stockpiled toilet paper or paper towel in my house. So I guess I would be waffle stomping for the next month.
Baby, waffle stomping in 2020. That's it's all about.
I have a backyard. I could dig a hole.
You.
What? Don't be jealous because your backyard's all concrete.
I was thinking this is going to be a great time for me to get a lot of laying out in solitude in my back porch area and getting some sun.
Yeah.
But it has been raining every day. It's supposed to rain every day this week. I'm like, okay, we get it. It's a little on the nose. It's dreary and deadly out.
All my friends are like working from home. And so we were like, let's maybe just like go rent a cabin cheap somewhere and still like self-quarantine. But let's like have like a pool and a hot tub and kind of just like chill, but it's supposed to rain and it's really going to ruin our lives.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to Palm Springs in a couple of weeks with a whole bunch of gays. And I'm
was it for Coachella?
No. Well, that too. No, but I was supposed to go with like a lot of gays that I don't know. Like it's a big group for somebody's birthday. And like, I know like a couple people, but like, I'm like, I don't know where all of these gays have been. I don't know if they've been like taking this seriously. Like, do I want to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they don't follow the news. At this point, it's one of those things where it's like, there are some people out there that are so like, oh, this is just a flu. It doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, so that's just a red flag to me that you really don't pay attention to what's going on in the world. Like, you don't have to be crazy and the sky is falling, but like for you to call it just a flu and like not care at all, that's just an indicator to me that, oh, you don't mind being uninformed.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we were just going to go to like a cabin within driving distance. I wasn't going to like fly or go anywhere. And I'm seeing friends on Facebook who are like in fucking like Indonesia and Australia right now. And I think, okay, that can't be smart or safe.
Well, so I will say some trips can't be canceled in time or blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. I think that we're in a very strange moment of it all where there were obviously plans being made. Like, I had a wedding in a couple weeks that just got postponed indefinitely because of it all, because they're going to have, you know, their elderly grandparents there and people traveling from all around the country. And so it's like that, yes, that sucks. But I do think people are doing the right thing. I know it's hard not to make it personal and think of how it's negatively impacting you or your business or whatever. But the what I have found from all of like the resources that I've read is that like taking a pause and trying to work from home or trying to social distance or doing what you can to like stop the spread, even if you're probably not going to die from it because you're healthy and young or whatever, it still is the smart and socially good thing to do so that America doesn't have, you know,
well, the whole world,
out of control. So it's kind of crazy. The grocery store was insane this morning.
Was it? I know. I'm like, I know. Part of my brain's like, should I go get some more food? Because I usually only go like, I get stuff for the week, but I think I'm fine. I have some.
Well, if you're thinking about going to the grocery store, all you need to do is get the things that you need. You don't need to get things that you would never eat and never.
True.
I saw people just grabbing shit because there was only one left. You know what I mean? God. Like, I think that's what's going on with a lot of
green beans.
I'm like, you will never fucking eat that. What are you doing? Like, you don't want that. I get non-perishables, obviously. Get a first aid kit. I don't get why people are buying water if they have healthy water from their faucets. Maybe that's a thing I haven't really.
They just think the water's going to get cut off.
That's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, I did buy a lot of LaCroix, but. But I'm the type of person that doesn't make a grocery list when they grocery shop anyway. So every time I'm at a grocery store, coronavirus or not, I buy things thinking like, do I need that? And then I come home and I'm like, oh, I've bought that every time I grocery shop and I have 10 of those now.
Oh, honey, I know. I used to live with you.
Oh. but like, it's never anything that's going to be helpful.
That's like, why I said, how many gallons of Goo Gone do you need?
It's Goo Gone. I always think, do I need a little?
I know those cupboards above your fridge right now have 40 rolls of paper towel and 6 cases of lime LaCroix.
Tea. Yeah, I'm prepared.
Did you get any Oreos?
I did buy Oreos. And you know, I don't even eat Oreos, but I always buy Oreos.
I know. And then I see them when I come to your house and I think I should have an Oreo.
Well, Tyler, I like to just have the house that people can eat things at. You know what I'm saying?
It's She's nice. A feeder. She's a feeder.
She's a feeder. feeder and a waffle stopper.
Is that your drag name?
Me and you.
She's a feeder.
She's a feeder. No, I think, please welcome to the stage, Corona Cyrus.
Who's Cyrus?
Like Miley Cyrus.
Ew.
Or please welcome to the stage, Hannah Tizer.
I saw that and it took me longer to get it. I wanted
What else? Please welcome to the stage, Corona Aguilera?
No. Daphne Aguilera? Well, you know what they say.
Nina Perishable? I like Nina Perishable.
Okay. I like Waffle Stomper.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Waffa Stomper.
Waffa? Not Waffa.
Didn't you know someone named Waffa?
Waffa?
You literally met someone named Waffa. Didn't you film a video with someone named Waffa?
Waffa?
Yes.
No. No.
Okay. I'll find the receipts. I always do.
I hope by the time this episode goes live, everyone's alive and safe and healthy. I hope that you're social distancing. I hope that you feel stocked up. If there's people in your life that are maybe older or feel like they can't go to the grocery store, maybe ask them if they need you to go pick them up something or what, medicine or groceries or whatever. A lot of people might be a little bit afraid. And also, we live in a culture where people don't like to ask for help. So reach out to the people in your life. Corey, is there anything you want to tell the people in case everyone dies by Tuesday?
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. All of you.
Great.
I love all of you.
Wow.
What else should we say?
Is that you in an orgy?
I love all of you. I love all of you.
You.
Yes. Yeah. But only if they let the pig speak.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, that's what you'd say if they let you, the pig, speak?
Only if they let the pig speak.
Okay, okay. Great. Wonderful.
Great, good, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's all the time we have for today. Well, that got weird. Okay,
yes.
Well, that got babbly.
Well, that got weird. Well, that Brooke okay. just babbled.
Corey, where can people find you?
I'm at Brabbling Brooke Waffle Stomp.
Are you with us?
Oh, you're letting the pig speak.
You can find me at Blown Up Baby.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Have a good life. Bye.
Great. Later.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.